6 hours and not a whisper, said Organa, his fingers drumming a staccato tattoo on the console. They've never made us wait this long before. Obi-Wan slid his gaze away from the looming bulk of the planet, a cloud-banded sleeping jewel surrounded by 12 spinning moons. Their ship sat high above the planet's night side, deep within the 12th moon's shadow, unobserved. Below them, Munto Kodru's surface was spackled with lights from its cities. Brighter lights flitted like fire drakes, ships arriving and departing at irregular intervals. Be patient, Senator, he said. If your contact is as reliable as you claim, we will hear from them. Frustrated, Organa glared at him. Then he punched the helm console. Patience is all well and good, but we can't sit here forever. No, we can't, he agreed mildly. It's only a matter of time before we attract the attention of the Kodru G, which is not advisable. Another glare. Then what do you suggest? Obi-Wan reached into the Force with his newly honed senses. An hour, he murmured, drifting in the light. Let's give your contact one more hour. But in the end, they waited less than half that. And when Organa's comlink buzzed this time, and he answered it, there came no coded shortburst, but instead, the sound of a living human voice. Mature. Female. Confident.
Senator Organa, do you copy?
Organa snatched up the comlink from the console. Yes, yes, I copy. I hear you. Who is this? Who am I speaking to?
A friend.
Yes, I know that, but...
Names can wait, Senator. I'll introduce myself properly when we meet.
Organa was gripping the comlink so tightly he was in danger of breaking it. I've been looking forward to that. Where are you, somewhere close?
Close enough, said the woman. I'll shortburst you the nav comp coordinates in a moment.
We thought something had gone wrong, said Organa. You took so long to...
A precaution, said the woman. We wanted to be certain you were truly alone before allowing you to see us face to face.
Organa frowned. Of course I'm alone. Well, aside from the Jedi who's accompanied me. Surely you know by now that I honor our arrangement to the letter. Through the slight background slush came soft, not entirely amused, laughter.
These are dangerous times, Senator. It doesn't pay to take anything or anyone for granted. Not even you. Not even the Jedi.
I appreciate that, Organa said after a moment. And I hope you know I don't take you for granted. What you've done, what you're doing now.
Thanks conveyed too, Senator, said the woman. Let's focus on defeating the Sith. Stand by for our coordinates and our transponder beacon frequency. It'll guide you right to the front door.
Understood, said Organa. We'll see you soon. These friends of yours are indeed cautious, said Obi-Wan as they waited for the coded shortburst to come through. I told you, said Organa, so it's a good thing you... He broke off as the comlink buzzed, then received their next location. When the data was downloaded, he stood. As I was saying, it's a good thing you and Master Yoda didn't try anything tricky, like have another Jedi trail us. Obi-Wan kept his face blank. Senator? Don't tell me you and Master Yoda didn't discuss it, said Organa, deceptively reasonable. There was a cold glitter in his eyes. Back on Coruscant, in my apartment. Obi-Wan sighed. A timely reminder this not to underestimate our friend from Alderaan. What Master Yoda and I discussed then is hardly relevant now, Senator. You and I are here and about to meet your contact. I suggest you decode that shortburst so we don't keep these friends of the Republic waiting. After all, that would be impolite. Organa gave him a look but didn't pursue the matter, just withdrew to the passenger compartment. On returning to the cockpit, he programmed the nav comp, then the transponder beacon. Well, Obi-Wan asked as the senator stared at the readout, where to this time? I don't know, Organa said slowly. The nav comps accepted the coordinates, but the destination's coming up as unknown. For the first time since his vision of Anakin's battle against Grievous at Bothawe, he felt a prickle of definite, specific unease. Interesting. What's the distance between here and there? 9 parsecs, which definitely takes us beyond the Outer Rim. Beyond the Outer Rim and into unmapped territory. Obi-Wan stroked his beard. A leap of faith indeed, Senator. Yes, said Organa very quietly, the merest shadow of uncertainty ghosting across his face, as though at long last the implications of his actions were beginning to sink in. Now do you understand, Senator? Obi-Wan thought. Now do you grasp what I've been trying to tell you? We are standing on the edge of the unknown, and if we fall, there is no one to catch us. So let's leap, said Organa. He engaged the ship's thrusters, pushed them away from Munto Kodru's 12th moon, and jumped them into hyperspace.